RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Today on Strange Tales, we'll hear from Nightfall, a series of 100 episodes produced for CBC Radio in Canada, aired July 1980 to June of 1983. Our story today is from January 1st, 1982. It's titled Reunion at the Victory Cafe.
Guaranteed to pick you up. Of course, we can't promise where it'll place you in the end. Or when. The play by Tom MacDonnell is called Reunion at the Victory Cafe.
All I said, David, was if you really want a drink...
Hey, Arthur.
If you want a drink, there must be 100 pubs within a block of the hotel.
How much?
Why, you just what is this place, David?
The Victory Cafe. It's something special, ain't it? There you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Victory Cafe is a very special place. David?
Right. Sorry. What, honey?
I said, David, you haven't listened to anything I've said all day. I said, why drag me halfway across London?
It's a treat. It's a treat, okay? Now, come on.
Okay.
Very special.
This is not swinging London.
No, but it is very special. I'll tell you about it inside.
Somehow there are bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover, a nightingale still sings in Berkeley Square, and here inside the Victory Cafe, a young airman downs a last pint before heading back to his aerodrome. Two lovers arrange a final meeting on Waterloo Bridge, and two Americans...
But we're Canadians.
Of course you are. Two Canadians share a quiet trip. Tomorrow is D-Day.
We have a reservation.
A reservation, sir? Yes, sir.
David Whittaker.
Whittaker, yes, sir. Right this way, sir. Right this way, madam.
David, what have you got us doing?
Over here, sir. Indulge me, lady. It's make believe and I'm enjoying it.
Sit down. You must be wore out from walking all over London, eh?
No.
Well, tonight you can sit comfortable and drink in history, eh? The Empire and brave little England together.
Yeah.
Backs against the wall. You're there now, in the dark days, in the blackout, in the blitz.
Yes.
You can almost hear the bombs fall. I haven't set you too close to the piano, I hope so.
But no.
It's that time of year. See, tourists are riding in bulk these days. Yes, Americans, Canadians, back to see the old country. Of course, we get the old folks.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the kids, well, they just wants to go down to Carnaby Street, eh?
Yeah.
Find out where the Beatles live.
Swinging London.
Yeah, right. Where's George Harrison got his house? Well, the grown-ups have a different idea, eh?
Come to the victory.
What do they want with long hair and rock music? I can show them a good time here, eh? Make a few bob myself. Look at it. Totally authentic wartime pub. Just the way it was when it was last here in the 1940s. Look at it. Entirely authentic. Suitable for Dad's army.
Business is good, then.
Oh, yeah, it's terrific. Are a few actors to dress up in uniforms, and presto, 1940.
Hit to the blitz.
Special rates for veterans groups, eh? Dinner and drinks, sing song by the piano, and just a few tears. Now we can pack this place 3 or 4 nights a week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's great.
Just like the Legion on Saturday night.
You'd be surprised at the effect after a pint or two. You just sort of squint a little, and it really is the time and place, the genuine article. You two are awfully young to be here.
Oh, well.
You don't get many like you. You weren't even born when this lot was on.
My father knew it. He was here in wartime.
Was he, sir? Well, now, he would like this, coming back to breathe it all in one more time. When the world was young, when girls was young and willing. Oh, I think some of this lot would like to go back to the time when old men waged wars and young men fought them, eh, sir?
Yeah.
Anyway, drinks at the bar when you want them.
Thanks.
I'm Reg, by the way. Anything you need, you just call.
Oh, good evening, sir. Welcome.
When the world was young, when the girls was young and willing.
Come on, Amy.
I am interested in the boys was young and willing.
Just sit back and enjoy it. It's the fabulous 40s, okay? We'll have a few drinks and then some dinner, maybe.
Why is this place so special to you, David?
Huh?
Why? I mean, we come here, England and all that. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. David, we're spending money. God knows. Well, what are we doing spending money in this old time? David, you're not listening.
Because my father was here.
Your father? In the victory?
Yes. He was in the army in the war. Stationed over here. 1944. My father would come here and have a drink or two, play dominoes. My father was...
David, what's the matter?
Over there. Oh, my God.
Where are they?
Quick, again. He's in the car.
Really? Who was it?
He looked just the way he always did. In the photographs, eh?
Oh, David. Where are you going?
I'll get some drinks. Just sit tight, eh?
Yes, sir, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, 2 pints of beer,
sir. Oh, certainly, sir.
Oh. I'll have some cigarettes, too.
I'll get them on the other bar, sir. Just a moment.
Hello.
Oh.
Mind if I sit down?
No.
I'm Lolly.
Oh, my husband's just gone for drinks.
Your husband?
David, yes.
Is that him over by the bar?
Yes.
He's a fine-looking boy. David.
Are you one of the actors?
Pardon?
Your uniform. Are you with the army?
The army, yes. Poor bloody infantry.
Well, and that's what you do, Danny. I mean, dress up, help with the, I don't know, make it all seem authentic and in here.
Tell me about David.
What?
Your husband. He's very, I'm curious about him.
Do you know David?
Oh, yes. David.
But David doesn't know anyone in London.
I know David from before.
Before?
It's been a long time now. Too long.
Oh, I see.
A lot of catching up to do.
That uniform. Oh, I mean, it looks like a real thing.
Well, sure.
From Canada? I mean, you found it.
From Winnipeg.
Oh, well, David's from Winnipeg. Oh, well.
Yes, I know.
So just be a minute.
What? What kind of person is he?
Oh, you know David. He's David. Oh, very nice.
I told you, I just know David. It's been so many years. What?
Don't keep staring.
Just an old acquaintance. Tell me about him, please.
Be so long, sir.
Huh? Oh.
His players all right? It's all they got.
Sure. Yeah, there you go. Have one yourself.
Oh, come.
They, really fixed this place up like new.
Beg pardon, sir?
Well, it's like new. You wouldn't know this place had ever been bombed out in the war.
Oh, yes, direct hit. How did you know about that, sir?
My father, he was right here when it happened.
Isn't it victory?
Yeah, he was here having a drink, June
13th. 1944. Yes, they kept saying the cherries were finished. It was all over, the bombing anyway. They didn't have an air force left.
But you didn't know about the rockets.
Doodlebugs. Oh, yes. Oh, thanks, I have one of those. So, they just started sending those rockets over, sir. Hmm. And, we were hit the first night.
Must have been awful.
Oh, it was a horrible sight to us, sir. Well, I was lucky to get out, sir, eh? Lots of them didn't.
No, my father didn't get out.
I'm sorry, sir.
No, that was a long time ago.
If you don't mind, I ask.
Yeah?
We met somewhere before,
eh?
Not recently, I mean, a long time back.
No, you must have known my father.
No, it was you, all right.
Anyway, I'd better get back. My wife must be,
What is it, Mr. Whittaker? You're shaking like a leaf.
Who's that person over there?
Where?
Oh, over there by my wife.
Oh, he's not one of ours, sir. No, he's different.
Oh, my God.
Lots of them dress up, of course, masquerade. Pretend it's 1940 again. Well, there's a lot here tonight like that.
My God, it's him.
Oh, you know him then, sir?
Yes. He's my father.
What?
He's my father.
Hey, wait a minute. Mr. Whittaker, wait a minute. Wait up.
David! David, what's wrong?
That man.
Yeah, he was beginning to give me the creeps.
That man, boy.
Where did he go?
He was...
I've been worried to death.
Where did he go?
He just left all of a sudden.
Where is he, Amy?
David, what's wrong? Frightened.
I locked him in the crowd.
He was scary.
I can't see him anymore.
He was asking about you. He kept staring and staring. David, it was creepy.
Huh?
I want to know what you were like, how you grew up.
Yeah.
What you did as a kid. David, did you know him?
Yes. He's my father.
Oh, David, don't say that.
Amy, It's so hard to explain. I can't explain it. There's been a funny... But something funny going on since we've been here tonight.
David?
No. I felt my father's presence here. I felt it.
No, David, it's just safe. Just let your imagination run wild.
He's here. He's always been here.
No.
He's here tonight.
No.
Yes, he is. He's in the crowd here somewhere. He's here somewhere, moving about.
He's beating me, David.
Like he's leading me on. Always one step ahead.
No, David.
Somewhere. Here. There. There. Over there.
What?
Over there, see?
But that's the soldier. David?
Come on. Let's go.
David, wait. David. David.
Where is he?
Huh?
The soldier who was standing here.
What soldier,
sir? David, please stop this.
Where's Reg?
Reg isn't here tonight, sir.
What do you mean he's not here?
There. Over there.
The soldier?
Over by the door, see?
David, no.
He's leaving. Wait.
David. David.
Wait for me.
You won't come, sir.
What?
You won't like this? You think so?
Yes. No, I...
You shouldn't be out on the street like that. Just the blackout.
Blackout? What are those buildings? Those buildings weren't there before.
Listen, now.
What's that sound?
Oh?
What's the sound?
It's a siren, isn't it, Ben? It's a siren.
Oh, my God.
Air raid sirens. They've been sounding every night this week. It's all false alarms. Ain't nothing to worry about. You want me to find your doctor, though?
Listen.
Yes?
What year is this?
Eh?
Just tell me what year this is.
Well, it's 1944, isn't it, Mr. June 13th.
Oh, no.
Mister? David, where have you been? I've been so frightened.
Quick. We've got to... Quick,
What's happened? Tell me what's happened to you.
Where's Reg?
Officer?
You heard me. Where's the man in charge? Where's Reg?
A soldier. Reg ain't in.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes?
Oh, Reg, sure, he's on duty tonight. Frank, go fetch Reg, will you?
Tell me, David, tell me what's happening.
It's a bomb. A bomb gonna fall on us. Sometime very soon.
Oh, no.
Amy, look. There's nothing wrong with it. I just want you to look around for a moment. Very carefully. Look slowly. Now, these aren't the same people that were here before, Amy.
David.
Somehow, Amy, believe me, please. Somehow, this is... It's not 1981.
What?
It's crazy. I can't explain. This is really 1944.
No.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Now, here's young Reg now.
Young Reg?
Sorry, I missed him before.
But that's not Reg.
Yes. Yes, you are Reg.
Aye.
David.
Reg, you and your friends here. I have to tell you very quickly, you're in very great danger.
Walk
away from this place fast. Take as many people with you as you can.
See you on a bell.
I'm on about a bomb that's going to fall on this place in a very short time. Now, clear this room, please, now.
Reg, get your friend out of here before he gets hurt.
Look, there hasn't been a bomb fall on London in 6 months.
What are you trying to do? Start a panic?
Don't ask me how I know, Reg. I know, that's all. Please, I'm perfectly sane.
I mean, Jerry's finished in the air. Everybody knows that. Kaput.
Reg, be far me. Get it out.
It's a missile. A rocket.
Mister, I'm warning you.
You believe me, don't you, Reg? Yeah. Yeah, you believe me. I know you do.
I'll see what I can do, all right?
David, that soldier, he's...
Yes.
Coming over here.
Yes.
Nothing like the old songs, eh? That's what my old man used to sing in the first war.
Hello, David. Listen, soldier, you can help me get these people out.
Me?
Eh?
Quiet, everyone! Quiet, please!
What's going on, eh?
Hey,
then. What's the word?
Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. You're all in very serious danger, in great danger.
What's he saying?
Come on.
Now listen, please listen. Don't ask me to explain. Just believe me, please. There's a bomb going to drop in this place tonight. Please, you must get away.
All right, Joseph, this is the bomb.
Yuck.
Rosa, come on. I'm getting out.
Start
the music. Let's have a song, man.
Here we go. Here we are. I'm sitting up here.
They won't go. They don't. Don't believe me.
I'll go some other way then. There's a few gone.
Yeah.
They don't believe me.
David, please.
You. Soldier.
Who, me?
Oh, I know you. I know who you are.
You do?
You'll come with us, won't you?
What?
You'll come.
David, we have to go now.
You'll come with us.
All right, let's just enjoy the music.
I don't know. This is what you wanted, isn't it? You're young. You've got a family back home.
David!
Yes, isn't this what tonight has been all about?
David, no!
Wait a minute! Listen! Listen!
They were before.
1981. In front of the Victory Cafe.
David, don't go in there.
It'll be okay, Amy. You said so yourself.
Welcome to the Victory Cafe.
Reg.
Yes, hello.
It turned out all right, Reg. For you, too.
Nice to be here.
Yes, well, step in, step in. You've just taken a giant step back into history.
Yes, we have, Reg.
The time is 1940. Hitler's bombs are falling on London Town.
Reg, I'm so happy you're okay.
What? We have a reservation. Name's Whitaker. I don't think so, Reg. We'll have a drink and then we'll find our table.
This way.
Oh,
My father was shipped over to England with the rest of the division in 1944. I never saw him. Just photographs. Then he, telegram arrived. It was the usual bad news, of course. And afterwards, an officer visited my mother to say that my father had been this bomb that fell, and he'd been getting other people out. And for this, he received the medal. Posthumously. Well, you get your reward in heaven.
You have just heard Reunion at the Victory Cafe by Tom McDonnell. Featured in tonight's cast were Roger Dunn as David and Nonnie Griffin as Amy, with Henry Comer as Reg and Frank Perry as Roly. Others in the cast were Terrence Durant, Michael Wincott, and Maxine Miller. The singers were Sean Mulcahy, George Murray, Karen Marklinger, Michael Wincott, Terrence Durant, Henry Comer, and Maxine Miller. Musical decor by Lou Snyder. The recording engineer was David Hoyle, with sound effects by Stephanie McKenna. The production assistant was Peggy Este. Tonight's program was produced and directed in Toronto by Fred Diehl. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week on Nightfall, we enter the mind of a very special 10-year-old, only to find that we are not the first ones who've been there.
But why not right now? I'm a fast learner, Tom. Look how fast I'm learning to grab it when you finish with them. I just reach right in and take it now. Yeah? Oh. But I'd sure like to be invisible soon, okay?
Gerald, a new play by Bill Gray of CBC Calgary, introducing Danny Higham, age 10, in the title role, as we bring you radio that's never too old to start. And never too young to play for keeps. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.
That's it for Strange Tales this week. I hope you enjoyed our story this time. You can find more from Nightfall at RelicRadio.com, alongside thousands of other old-time radio episodes, all the other Relic Radio podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and anything else we might have going on. And as always, if you enjoy this show and would like to help support this and all of the shows, give that donate button a click. We've got some downloadable sets for certain donation amounts, though any amount is always helpful. Big thanks to those who have helped out, and thanks for joining me today. I'll be back next Sunday with a story from the CBS Radio Mystery Theater on another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.